Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Whether using your cell phone for business or staying in touch with family, your cell phone use is increasing. Use the Wave Shield, developed for ultimate cellular protection. The Wave Shield blocks, reduces, and deflects up to 97% of the radiation from entering the soft tissue of your ear. The Wave Shield, made of a patented mesh material, is proven and tested to block radiation without affecting reception. Order your Wave Shield today for only $19.95.
Did he just say $19.95? Hey, times are tough, so American Voice Radio Network is cutting the price to $17.95. That's right, $17.95 plus mailing. You can protect yourself, family, and friends from cell phone danger to your inner ear. $17.95 at theamericanvoice.com. That's the superstore at theamericanvoice.com. $17.95 plus mailing. Order now.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. We're here to rock your world, empower you. That's what we do here on American Voice Radio and Herb Talk. Glad you're with us. We are going to be talking about, are you ready? Birth control. Hey, did you know they're coming out with a birth control pill for guys? Well, we're going to talk about it. Yep, and all that good stuff. And we have a quack report. And before we get to all that, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for our men and women in uniform. That God's hand of protection cover our righteous men and women and all of us in America. We got to seek the Lord's face, though, and humble ourselves and ask for his help because, you know, this election isn't just between two men. This election is between bringing this nation back, one nation under God. That's what it's about. So we've got to seek the Lord's help on that. If it's his will, he'll help us out. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Like Frank K., there's that Harvard study. Remember that Harvard study that came out and they said, you know, fluoride in water lowers IQ. Not a good thing. Yeah. Well, now they're backtracking on that. Apparently, there must be some intense pressure in continuing to medicate us Americans with fluoride chemicals because they have influenced the Harvard University researchers to backtrack on their recent study that they conducted, and they verified that fluoride chemicals lower IQ levels in kids. Now being told that those fluoride levels only detrimental in people in other countries like China. Yeah, but, you know, isn't that where we get a lot of the fluoride to put in our own municipality water systems? It's from China because it's cheaper. So so the findings allegedly now only apply to Chinese kids. You believe it? Nah. No. What else in the quack report? Oh, GM foods, genetically modified corns back in the Monsanto product. Recent research has linked the Monsanto genetically modified corn to cancer tumors in rats, lab mice, and premature death, especially in the female mice. So they're saying if it's in mice, could be in us humans, both men and women. News of the research kind of spreading all over the Internet. I don't know if you've seen the photos of those grotesquely tumored rats after eating genetically modified corn. It's just nasty. But the media hasn't really reported on it. that, and or on the fact that a lot of this GM corn now, 85% of it grown in the United States, is Monsanto's product, working its way into the food that we buy. So where do you suppose we're going to find a lot of that GM corn? Well, let's say that you go to the grocery store, like this one outfit did in Austin, Texas, and they purchased 10 boxes of different breakfast cereal with, you know, corn on the front of the box. And they wanted to see, you know, if that corn in that cereal was genetically modified. Guess what? It all had high levels of non-organic corn in it. High likelihood that our breakfast cereals contain GM corn. So the 10 most popular cereals most likely, not officially, but most likely to contain Monsanto's GM corn are Cocoa Puffs, Corn Chex, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, and the regular Corn Flakes, Quaker Honey Graham O's, General Mills Honey Nut Chex, and Kix, Kishi Heart to Heart Corn Breakfast Cereal, Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, I've never heard of this brand, Barbera's Puffins Peanut Butter. I never heard of that. And Nature's Path Chia Plus Coconut Chia Granola. All had GM corn or non-organic corn in it. Synthetic corn, huh? Well, what's next up on the cracker? Last but not least, painkillers, they're saying, cause severe headaches. Really? Yeah, painkillers, you know, for the bad back, bum knees. Well, they said it could explain why, if you're using painkillers for the problems, it could explain why you're also getting headaches. According to some research out of the UK, yeah, 1 million people in the UK have completely preventable headaches. But they turn to painkillers. Doctors have said that some patients have become kind of trapped in this vicious cycle of taking these types of medications, which in turn lead to more headaches. So warning comes in part of the some first guidelines for treating headaches. The National Institute of Health and the Clinical Excellence over there have guidelines. They recommend maybe using some natural methods like acupuncture to treat headaches in most of the circumstances. Now, they said various forms of headaches are among the most common disorders for the, of the nervous system, and it's pretty much what they consider a pandemic and, in many cases, a lifelong condition, having headaches. Researchers aren't exactly sure how the painkillers are causing the headache disorders, but most of them are that are affected are suffer from everyday tension-type headache and migraines. Well, you know, if you've been listening to this show, you've heard me talk about the rebound effect, where you take drugs too often and then all of a sudden you get the problem worse than when you started. So, hello. And if you're looking for something natural as a pain anti-inflammatory, look for willow bark and meadow sweet, folks. And that's what the Native American Indians did, and they did just fine. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about birth control, controlling those births out there. You know, controlling birth can have a high price. And some people really don't consider what they will be giving up when they embark on using birth control medications, you know. So there are varied reasons why women would opt to use birth control treatments. Now, some have, you know, a health history that makes, you know, pregnancy maybe life-threatening. Can't have that, right? And then there's some tap into the hormone effects of the drugs to offer to treat their painful menstruation. Others will use the birth control to prevent pregnancy because, you know, well, they're sexually active. And about 100 years ago, now, if you told a woman 100 years ago that in the near future they could just, you know, swallow a little bit pill and they wouldn't become pregnant, they wouldn't have believed you. Now, in 1809, condoms became available, although depending on where you live, they not have all been legal. And before condoms and birth control drugs, if women wanted to avoid pregnancy, she would have had to have been abstinent, you know, to abstain from sexual intercourse or, you know, use some folk methods, which really didn't always and they weren't always reliable. Now, the pill, as we call it, was introduced in 1961 as the modern chemistry marvel, and in 1995, the Supreme Court authorized unmarried women to be able to use the pill. Before that, only married women could get it. Interesting. Now, in 2002, the CDC reported that over 11 million women were not ovulating because they were on the birth control pill. So what are some of the consequences of using prescribed contraceptive treatments? Now, is there a way to address these consequences? Well, let's find out. There's several options out there now for the hormonal contraception. There's lots of drugs, lots of different products. And some methods also state, you know, that they're, you know, contraceptive also protects you from sexually transmitted diseases. Some of them do, some of them don't. Now, most of the birth control methods will adjust hormones and can be given in a pill form, a patch, transdermal application, or even injected into the body. Now, the drug given intramuscularly or by injection is called Depo-Provera. I don't know if you heard about this. And it is a man-made hormone similar to progesterone and is given every 12 weeks. So women kind of like the fact that this injected birth control drug works immediately if it's given within 5 days of their period. It's reported to have a 99% pregnancy protection rate, but it doesn't protect you from STDs. So this drug will stress the human body, and it's not recommended for women with liver disease, vaginal bleeding, blood clots, or even cancer. So the side effects that are listed are, for this particular drug, the injectable kind, is irregular periods or no periods at all, which suggests, you know, menopausal state. Other side effects are headaches, nervousness, depression, dizziness, acne, appetite change, weight gain, hair loss, facial hair, and osteoporosis. So the warning that comes with this drug, which is the injectable kind, and it's on the market, it's still on the market, the Depo-Provera. So the doctors are told, you know, hey, this drug is supposed to be for short term. The warning is, you know, the drug is not for long term use. Short term is less than a year or two. So women who smoke or use alcohol with this drug are more likely to suffer more severe side effects and even death. So women who want to become pregnant after they take this type of drug, they find it more difficult to become pregnant. And those who take it may take them longer than recommended to become pregnant. So they having trouble after they get off the drug if they want to start a family. Also, they said that those taking this drug longer than recommended, longer than the 1 or 2 years, they may not be able to conceive at all when they come off the drug. That's a risk as well. So few women are told that they may be sacrificing these things when they start the drug. They're not told about that. Okay, let's talk about when we step in the way of nature, inhibit nature, the natural course of things. Because artificial hormone therapies tend to inhibit the body's natural cycles. And the body is forced to stop ovulating in these cases. So these drugs also change the cervical mucus. And does anyone stop to ask what ramifications that may have? Well, women have difficulty getting pregnant when they come off this type of birth control drug because the cervical mucus has changed and the sperm can't get through the thick mucus to fertilize an egg. So the birth control drugs also will change the lining of the uterus, making the womb inhospitable for conceiving and carrying a baby full term. Well, what are some of the other side effects? Well, some of the other side effects women face while on birth control are breast tenderness, nausea, decreased libido, vision changes. You know, you ever hear a woman, I can't wear my contacts anymore because I'm on birth control? That's the reason. Also, mood swings and side effects are basically a secondary disease caused by the drug. Otherwise, you know, your doctor would not be legally able to prescribe more drugs to deal with those side effects. So women will be prescribed a ton of drugs when they take infertility, I'm sorry, not infertility, but you know, birth control medicines. Now, for instance, they may be prescribed drugs for their acne, their depression, their appetite problem, their headaches, their nervousness, their bone loss and hair loss, and of course also blood clots, because that's a huge risk when you take birth control. And let's look at the new generation of the birth control pills for a second, because not too long ago, Bayer came out with a new birth control drug they called Yasmin or Yaz. And Bayer finds itself now under a pile of lawsuits regarding this drug. Women across the country who saw the TV and print ads for this new drug and then they flocked to their doctor for it, they found out the dangers this drug offers. What makes this birth control different is that it combines the standard oral contraceptive drugs with a new kind of progestin, which was never used before. So our young women were basically a huge test group, and many suffered strokes, heart attacks, pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, cardiac arrhythmias, gallbladder disease, kidney failure, and sudden death. So this drug messed up the hormone and blood chemistry in women, and their collapse came in the weakest area. Women as young as 17 have died using this product. It's still on the market. The FDA sent warning letters to Bayer advising them to change their advertising on the birth control drug, stating that it was misleading and it made exaggerated claims about the drug's benefits. Well, I don't see death as a benefit, do you? Instead of pulling this dangerous drug off the market, Bayer spent $20 million on corrective advertising, which, you know, it's got to state when they do that, that the sales of the drug outweigh the lawsuits and what they're paying for to the corrective advertising. Think about it. So in January 2009, Science News Daily did a story titled, "Birth Control Pill, Oral Contraceptive Use May Be Safe, But Information Gaps Remain." Well, it's not safe, and the information gaps remain on purpose. Dr. Noel Mirth, director of the Women's Heart Center at Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute, authored an article in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology exposing the cardiovascular risk to using your birth control. Dr. Mertz stated that these hormone drugs affect blood vessels and can thicken the artery walls and make them hard, in other words, arterial sclerosis, causing heart attacks and stroke. So death by birth control is what you got. Let's talk about the Discovery Channel for a minute. For you folks out there that watch the Discovery Channel, you may have caught a show called Dr. G Medical Examiner. And you would learn, I've seen this show, where Dr. G that says birth control medicines kill more women between the ages of 16 and 45 each year, usually due to blood clots, aneurysms, and heart attacks. Yeah, if a young woman's on her slab and she finds a problem in, the cardiovascular area, she always checks the history to see if they were on birth control. And the exact number of deaths by birth control, really not known, because some autopsies will not list the underlying cause of death, which is birth control medicine, that caused the heart attack or caused the embolism. Well, what's next on the horizon, right? Before we started here at the top of the hour, I said, hey, there's going to be some new birth control for guys. Well, you may or you may not be surprised to learn that scientists are working on a new male birth control drug. They are conducting animal testing right now, hoping to offer men their own form of birth control without vasectomy surgery and without having men to rely on women to protect them from, births that they didn't want. How does this new drug work? Well, it's designed to slow sperm production, and it's not supposed to alter sexual performance. So the drug is being tested at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and also the Harvard Medical School in Boston. So the drug is being tested by injecting it into mice, and it's not been made into a pill yet. Of course, mice cannot communicate undesirable side effects, obviously. So the study is going to be published, was published in August issue of the Journal of Cell. And the challenges that they ran into is that this birth control drug for men, they want to make sure it's not going to interfere with the ability to have normal erections and ejaculation and not diminish the muscle mass. So testing on male humans has not been scheduled yet. Still working out those little kinks. So are there some natural options? Well, as for natural remedies to prevent pregnancy with a 99% success rate, I have no recommendations other than abstinence. But what about, you know, coming off of these drugs, if you're taking these birth control drugs and you're wanting to start a family? Most women have difficulty getting pregnant, and they find themselves with health issues that they didn't have before taking the birth control medicine. So I often am asked this question, what they to do to get pregnant. We've been on these drugs and we're having problems. You know, I can tell you what I'd do if I were you, because I'm not a licensed medical doctor. But the birth control drugs are toxic, and they're synthetic hormones, and they tend to remain in the body and can cause an imbalance and a blockage. Therefore, I would cleanse the entire system from the bowel to the blood system, because you don't want pharmaceutical residues to affect you or the baby. So after the cleansing is done, then you want to rebalance the endocrine system to get back on that regular monthly menstrual schedule. You know, the menstruational cycle has got to be healthy and well. And you can use 6 female herbs to restore this cycle. And next, then I would use the female herbs in what I call a fertility dose to improve the success rate of conception. So these steps tend to help restore the womb lining and remove the thickened mucus to improve the chances of pregnancy and carrying a baby full term. Now, the differences between the natural way to restore balance and the fertility clinic is you're not going to have multiple births when you restore reproduction balance the natural way. So remember that nutrition is going to be important for healthy moms and babies, so you got to eat good. You got to eat really good. Healthy, genetically modified stuff is not on the table, right? Right. So you're going to find the system organ cleanses as well as female herbs at the apothecary herb shop at thepowerherbs.com online. You can look for the organ cleanse package, and then you can add the female cycle and the female fertility formulas to your order. Now, if you can't get the right nutrition into the system, if you're just not eating right, you're on the run a lot, then check out that Body Foundation food mix. It's awesome, awesome vitamin, mineral, protein food mix. Now, the healthier mom is, the healthier baby's going to be. And how long is it going to take? I mean, I'll often ask that. Well, each person's a little different. The longer a woman's been on birth control, the longer it's going to be to restore the balance. So the cleanses, it's going to take about 2 to 3 months to do properly. And more information on what to expect when you do your organ cleansing you can find under the Healthy Guidelines section at thepowerherbs.com website. So balancing the menstrual cycle, that can take about 4 to 8 months depending on you. And after that, becoming more fertile is a much easier process, and you can produce the desired result within a short time. Just remember that birth control drugs are the equivalent of a hormonal lobotomy, and so you're going to have to restore that balance. It can take time to reverse that damage. So for more information, you can contact Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number, I hear, is working at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, their local number is also very operational at 704-885-0277. Or the website, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. That's right. Taking a break. We'll be right back.
I'm pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Have a
here on Herb Talk. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're going to be talking about one of my favorite herbs. I love this herb. It's called mullein, and it's got great uses. If you got gland problems, you're going to want to know about this herb. More people than you are suspecting are experiencing glandular diseases. The kissing disease, as you may know, mononucleosis, very common viral infection, but it affects the glands, which is called a glandular fever because, you know, people get the achy glands and the fever. Thyroid disease is also pretty prevalent, and patients are on synthetic drugs for that. The U.S. recently stopped manufacturing the most popular natural ingredient for thyroid prescription called Armour, and there was such an uproar, they had to reestablish that drug. Now, there is also adrenal gland disease known as Addison's, which is tied to the autoimmune function. And of those suffering with Addison's disease, at least 70% will never hear their doctor tell them the cause of their affliction. So then there is the sweat gland disease, where you either can't sweat or you sweat too much. Interestingly, the people of Africa have not only more sweat glands, but they have larger sweat glands. Also, we can't forget the prostate gland. And the human body has many areas where glandular disease can take hold and just mess us up. So I want to look at this herb for a little bit and use it for the glands. It also has some other uses, but I love it for glands, swollen glands. Let's talk about the mullein herb. There is an herb that literally sheds light like a candle, and it's called mullein, M-U-L-L-E-I-N. In the ancient world, mullein herb stems were used as wicks, and the herb's nickname is called candle wick. The ancients would dip the mullein stem in animal fat to improve the burn time, and also some cultures, they use the herb, it's known as torches. Mullein is called the torches herb. So the leaf and flower of the mullein herb is kind of soft and fuzzy, and it was also called flannel plant, you know, like flannel pajamas. Mullein is one herb you definitely want to use if you suffer from some sort of glandular disorder, because mullein comes from the botanical name, it's an old name called scofula, which means chronic swollen lymph glands. So in the first century, mullein was used for diarrhea, and then during the Middle Ages, the French used it for boils. They used it also to treat horses, you know, horses with the saddle sores and stuff. The French called this herb maldrenée, which eventually became mullein. Now, in ancient India, they used mullein for respiratory disorders, and this also survives till today. And in the 17th century, the English ranch hands would use it to treat cattle if cattle got a cough. So they'd use mullein for that. Now, the English brought mullein over to the American colonies, and the Native American Indians quickly adopted it to use it for coughs and asthma. However, the early colonists didn't drink mullein tea or make mullein tinctures. They would smoke it. So mullein appeared as a recommended treatment for respiratory conditions in the 1898 King's American Dispensary. So later, in the 19th and 20th centuries, mullein was listed as a cough remedy in the National Formulary for Pharmacists. And it was removed, though, in 1936 for, they said, lack of scientific proof that mullein worked. What about the empirical evidence? You know, history, use. Well, let's look at the modern studies then. The scientific studies show that mullein inhibits the growth of tuberculosis bacteria, and this is why it was used for respiratory ailments. When you add it to water, mullein's mucilaginous fibers become slippery, and they tend to soothe tissue. Now, I would explain it why it is also used for sore throats. They use it for sore throats to calm raspy coughs like croup and to also loosen that sticky phlegm so you can cough it up. The Germany Commission approved the use of mullein for colds, And mullein was also found to soothe hemorrhoids. With its astringent tannin-like ability, it shrinks the swelling and inflammation. So this would most likely account for mullein's ability to soothe even diarrhea conditions. Now, other research suggests that mullein corrects ringing in the ears tinnitus when combined with garlic, and there's also evidence that mullein leaf soothes glands. So if there are glands that are, that won't release fluids, you want to combine some mullein with maybe a natural diuretic like lobelia herb. Now, the FDA lists the flower of mullein, the leaf, and the root on the safe list. You know, it's safe to use, but they want you to avoid using mullein seed due to the potency. They think it's too potent. So just the root, leaf, and stem and flower is good. Well, let's look about partnering up your mullein, excellent to use, layer it with some other herbs for various ailments. So here's a list of mullein combinations that you can extend to your natural healing cabinet there, your natural medicine cabinet. You can add mullein to astragalus root to help the immune system out. You can add it to an immune system balancer, which is marshmallow root plus astragalus root, and that will calm an overreactive immune system. So if you know, like hyperallergies and stuff, you can try that. Mullein lobelia herb, like I said, is a natural diuretic, great for helping the glands to release excess fluids, and edema will go away. Mullein with your garlic juice for ringing in the ears and ear infections, excellent. Mullein plus marshmallow root to soothe and even stop hemorrhoids, and even to soothe an irritated bowel. If you've got irritable bowel syndrome, you might want to try that. Mullein and black walnut has natural iodine to feed the thyroid gland. Of course, the thyroid is a gland, so use the mullein to soothe it a little further, so that's a great combo. Mullein and your herbs for the prostate help reduce that swelling and to soothe the prostate gland, awesome. Mullein and thyme leaf to use with whooping cough and croupy colds, great. And lastly, willow bark and meadowsweet with your mullein for pain, anti-swelling, inflammation, and that kind of thing. It's great stuff. So you have your finger on the pulse of layering now some of your most important herbs with some mullein. If you're interested in looking at some organic, cold-pressed, concentrated, professional-strength mullein, along with some other great herbs, check it out at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call at Apothecary Herbs, and their toll-free, I hear, is working. It was down for a few days. We apologize for any inconvenience. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. And, of course, the local number has always been working, so you want to call that. You can at 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277. That's where your health care options just became endless. And I want to remind folks there's a new cold and flu section there on the powerherbs.com website and a BOGO section where you can buy one bottle, get 35% off the second one. Great for stocking up for the cold and flu season, save money and be well. What could be better than that? Awesome stuff. But the cold and flu section is going to be very helpful for those people out there new to using herbs, the newbies out there, not sure what herbs to get, what formulas to get. So it's all there in that one spot. And if you just need one or two, pick it up. If you need the whole shebang, they have a cold and flu package where you can get like several formulas for a broad spectrum type of deal. And you can save on the deluxe package like 20-30%, something like that. So that would be good for two people. So if you and your significant other got the sniffles, got the flu, get that package. That would be good. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about thyroid, speaking of glands, a little bit more on the thyroid. According to the Reader's Digest, in recent years, more people are getting some sort of thyroid disorder. And what does that mean for the average American today? Well, statistics published by the American Medical Woman's Association, also known as the AACE, American Association for Clinical Endocrinologists, about 20 million people, that's 7%, or 1 in 13 Americans, going to have a thyroid problem. In addition, they estimate 13 million are underdiagnosed with a thyroid disorder right now. So typically, women have dealt with the brunt of the thyroid disease, 1 in 8 having a thyroid disorder in their lifetime. And many have hypothyroidism, which tends to be a condition where the thyroid gland does not produce enough hormones, and this lowers the metabolism. You feel tired. And when the thyroid is underactive, not functioning at all, it has been partially or entirely removed surgically, then that's hypothyroidism. Okay, let's talk about how the thyroid works, you know, how you can help it out. Your thyroid's for the endocrine system, glandular system, works with hormones. So think of your thyroid as your body's thermostat, and the thyroid regulates energy, helps your body with, you know, energy and stamina. Think of a house thermostat, you know, regulates the temperature in your home. This regulates a lot of things in your body. Therefore, you know, you want to balance, you want to have a balanced endocrine system. It's going to be extremely important. So there are two hormones which are very important for thyroid balance, thyroxine and triiodothoxinone. And these hormones are formed when you have natural iodine and amino acid called triacin. And these are components that make up glycoprotein called thyroglobulin. So these elements kind of come together and they make this one solution, thyroid globulin. And the thyroid globulin gets stored in your thyroid gland and it's a main component, a substance that some refer to as a thyroid colloid. And when a thyroid colloid is used, it's like the thermostat is working. It's like asking, if you don't have that thyroid colloid, it's like asking your thermostat to work when it's blown a fuse. It's not gonna. So you gotta have that colloid or it's not gonna function. So let's look at the conventional path, how they deal with your thyroid when it's kinda gone off and it's not functioning well. Well, the allopathic treatment for hypothyroidism is really to prescribe hormone replacement drugs. And these drugs can be from an organic or a synthetic source to act like the human hormone thyroxine to produce a healthy thyroid gland. So normally the thyroid produces about a T4 to T3 hormone. There's a couple hormones it produces. The T4 hormone is later converted to the T3 for the body cells to use. And some physicians will prescribe supplemental T3 hormone based on research that was published in 2000 by the New England Journal of Medicine. Well, let's talk about these conventional treatments because you already know that the conventional method will consist of drugs, radiation, and surgery. And mainly, the drugs are the tool of choice for a lot of medical doctors. So restoring normal function to where the thyroid operates on its own, making its own correct balance of hormones, is not the goal of these treatments because there's not any profit in restoring function. It's all in managing an imbalance. So the two categories of drugs are going to either be organic or synthetic, and the goal of the drugs is to mimic the active thyroid hormone called thyrotropin. So that's the goal of those drugs. So your big pharma drugs, your big thyroid drug sellers in the United States are going to be Armour and Synthroid, those are the names, and there has been information released in recent years, some concern of contracting mad cow disease when you use organic hormone from cows in the Armour drug. But heads up if you are a vegetarian or Jewish, because of drug companies have also used organic materials from pig's gland in their thyroid medicines. Now, the Synthroid drug, as you can deduce, is a synthetic T4 hormone replacement drug and is the most prescribed thyroid drug on the market. Patients usually have trouble with one or the other of these drugs due in part to the fillers and the binders that they put in the drug can cause allergic reactions. Now, some hypoallergenic and dye-free versions of these drugs are available, and many doctors will prescribe two drugs to cover the T4, T3 hormone issue. So these drugs are going to be called Liotrix and Thiolure. And beware, these thyroid pharmaceuticals tend to strip some natural iron from the body, which can cause fatigue and weakness and anemia. Now, it's no wonder that the patients with thyroid conditions on these drugs also experience lowered immunity, loss of hair, brittle nails, because of the iron loss and the imbalance in the hormonal system. So blood tests done to check the thyroid are also going to check the iron level, and physicians may also prescribe a synthetic iron supplement. Well, why don't we try to balance this thing? Naturalists believe that there is a malfunction in the conversion process of that T4 to T3 hormone, creating a deficiency, and therefore they look to correct the malfunction. And that's right, restore the balance, help the body heal itself. That's the whole thing. So if I had a thyroid disease, I would make sure, you know, I put into my body the nutritional elements to help it balance and restore the endocrine system. So black walnut, seaweed, organic Celtic sea salt, they tend to have natural iodine sources. And that's an order of potency, by the way. Black walnut's going to be your highest amount of natural iodine. And that's going to help the thyroid produce some thyroid globulin. I would also use some mullein herb to soothe the thyroid gland. And women should use some of the female herbs also to balance their entire endocrine system. Men, you can use your male hormone herbs as well. If you're looking for those herbs, you can find them on the powerherbs.com website. Just go to the sections for women and for men, and you can pull up those formulas, and you can see what's in them. Female formulas are going to have six of the female herbs. You got to have all six in order to balance the system. So that's real important. And that's why women who've been out there and they've used a little cohosh here and a little wild jam there, they haven't gotten where they wanted to be hormonally. And that's because you need those two together plus the other four herbs. And that's important. So anyway, you can balance the system usually in less than 30 days. You can use your hormone herbs as well as your mullein and your natural iodine in your black walnut. I would also do, if I was on a prescription for thyroid, I would do a gradual step-down weaning process. You don't want to go cold turkey off any of those drugs. And you can do that. If you need information on how you might go about that and research it, you can contact the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they can point you in that direction to research that a little bit. Also, the importance of a lot of the fluids that the thyroid gland produce, using the natural nutrition in your iodine sources and stuff, it sends out a solution when you sleep at night. And this solution travels throughout all the body, all the cells, all the nuclei of the cell. Mitochondria is what science calls it. It's like your little battery pack in each and every cell. And the solution that's filled with the natural iodine and hormones bathes the mitochondria while you sleep at night, and it regenerates or recharges your cells. And this is how you wake feeling refreshed after sleeping. Now, if you don't get enough sleep, this process is disrupted, and it's not completed, and this is why you're dragging the next day. So, and what about the nuclear radiation poisoning, Fukushima? We hear a lot about that and the thyroids being radiated over there. It's a concern globally, of course. Radiation sickness, and protect yourself from thyroid cancer. Now, potassium iodine tablets or iodide tablets tend to be what people go for. So if you find yourself, though, without your man-made pills, you may want to use a natural form of iodine in your foods, and that would be your Celtic sea salt, your kelp, seaweed, your black walnut. They're going to be your highest concentrations of natural iodine. And also natural potassium is going to be electrolyte minerals in your salt, so you're going to get that taken care of, too, in a natural way, and there's going to be proper uptake absorption of those minerals because they're all together, 84 of them, in that salt. So if you're looking for the salt, folks at Apothecary Herbs also carry that Celtic sun-dried salt. And it's not a salt that promotes hypertension, just in case you're worried about that. So you have a backup plan, and, you know, of course, your black walnut and your salt all have very long shelf lives of over 10 years. So here's what I would do. If I was worried about the thyroid gland, I would get some natural iodine, and I would pick up some black walnut. I'd also pick up some Body Foundation food mix. It also has the seaweed in it, and I'd get some of that Celtic sea salt. Use my mullein herb to soothe the gland, and also I'd also use my female herbs, because I'm a female, to balance the endocrine system. And, you know, a little body cleansing wouldn't hurt. You know, get the toxins out that create an imbalance and create malfunction. So remove those toxins that tend to accumulate, and do your cleanses at least twice a year. It's like regular maintenance. You change the oil in your car. You have, you know, the heating and air guy come out and tune up your furnace. You got to make sure you take care of you as well. So if you're looking for organ cleanses and immune-boosting products, you want to call the experts that know what they're doing in that, and that would be the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and you can give them a call and get a free product catalog. Toll-free number is working at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, and, of course, the local number, 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. ThePowerHerbs.com is the website. You can get a lot of information there. Check out the healthy guidelines section. Get familiar with how you use herbs and what to look for and what to expect. It's a learning curve, but once you learn it, you're so powerful. It's sort of like, you know, you learned how to drive your car, and now you have the power of, you know, going places. So once you learn how to use herbs, you have the power of dealing with a lot of these health hurdles I never thought you could deal with on your own. Herbs are good. They're here for a reason. He says that they're here for the service of man in Psalms 104. And in the first chapter of the good book, it says herbs are meat. That's how powerful they are. If you're on the website, thepowerherbs.com, don't forget to fill out a request to get a free online newsletter. There's HealthQuest and there's the American Survival newsletter, and they go out weekly. And lots of empowering information in there for many writers, and also discount coupons for the products at thepowerherbs.com website. So they're free emails, opt-in, opt-out, whatever you want to do. Lots of information. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday. That's the publication date. And the Herb Talk Live, I mean the Health Quest, goes out the end of the week. So check that out, and we thank you for listening to Herb Talk Live. And coming up soon on Herb Talk, we're going to be moving into October. Can you believe it? October is right around the corner. I was in the store the other day, and I didn't see Halloween stuff. I saw Christmas stuff already. I couldn't believe it. But coming up in October, we're going to be talking with John Monroe right here on American Voice Radio on the 2nd. He's our vision expert, so he's going to show us some natural ways to improve vision issues, whether it's cataracts, macular degeneration, nearsightedness, farsightedness. He's also going to be checking in on me, see how I'm doing using my herbal eyewash and his vision kit. So got lots to talk about. But if you miss the second, if you miss the interview on that on the 2nd, he'll be joining me on GCN on the 6th at 7 a.m. So do look for that. Dr. Carly will be with us here on American Voice on the 16th. And we have a, we're working on some new guests coming up. I've got somebody on chemtrails, a scientist who's actually kind of delved into the chemistry of all that stuff. And so hopefully we can get him on here on American Voice Radio, because that'll be very interesting. What is in that stuff? Do you believe in chemtrails? Well, we're going to delve into that. Well, I'm just about out of time, but if you have a health topic you'd like me to cover, feel free to drop me an email off the powerherbs.com website or give me a call at Apothecary Herbs Monday through Friday at 866-229-3663. Well, I know I'm going to hear closed music in a minute, so I'm just going to dive into the information presented. It's not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. Has the disclaimer. But, hey, you know what to do. You got power. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.